Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Meaning what? It's coming on everybody. You're not the only one. But he goes on and says, but with this trial and this test and this struggle, God has already provided a way for you to get out of it. Amen? God has a way for you to get victory. But you know what you have to do? You have to stay strong and endure until you get to the place where the victory can come. Tell you a story real quickly. I remember I had ministered. We had a fella that I'd been praying for, and they were getting a hold of faith and just growing and doing well, and they were working for this company, this gentleman was, and he was up for promotion. And he came to me and said, would you pray and agree with me for this promotion? I said, well, yeah, we'll pray and agree. And so, you know, he said, I'm up for it. And so it kept coming and coming. And then, you know, they came in and they gave a promotion to somebody else and he didn't get it. And so he said, I said, no, just stand your ground. Just trust God. It'll be fine. We've already prayed and agreed. And, you know, he did that for a number of weeks. In fact, it went into a few months. And then he came to church on a Sunday and he said, you know what? He said, I'm telling you right now, I'm just fed up with these people. They're not giving me the promotion that I deserve and they promised it to me. And I'm just going to walk in Monday and tell them, forget it. And I said, don't do that. Don't do that. We're believing God. We're believing God. Stay one more week. Stay with it. And so, you know, he did. He just caught a hold of himself and he got back into faith and he's going along. And then he didn't say anything to me. But he didn't get the promotion that week. The next Sunday wasn't in church. Then I got a call from him on a Tuesday evening. And he says, oh, Pastor, I messed up. He said, what is it? He says, I went into the work. They didn't give me my promotion. And I just knew they would. So finally, Monday evening, I just got so sick of it. I walked in and told the boss, forget you. Forget this place. If you're going to treat your employees like this and not do what you said you do, I quit. And he said, as I started to turn and walk out of the office, the boss said, just for your information, this is your promotion papers. We were going to promote you tomorrow and give you this new job and give you a raise. He said it was there on his desk. He said, I walked over and looked at it. He said, I walked away within hours of having what I was believing God for. Crushed him. How many of us has God had the thing laying on the desk, ready to bring forth the miracle, the breakthrough, the blessing, but we chose to give up in the last minute and walk away from it? Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days. What if he'd have quit on the 20th day? Are you hearing me? He didn't say that we're to endure for a while. He says, blessed is he that endures. Till when? Till it happens, praise God. Stays put, stays with it, stays with a good attitude, keeps faith. Now, what if I mess up? Confess up, repent up, and get back up and get to the enduring again. Are you hearing me? Listen to me, folks. To go through a battle, nobody, listen to me, nobody other than the Lord Jesus himself has ever gone through a battle and done everything perfect. Are you hearing me? So don't let the devil, if you have a down moment, don't let the devil cause you to throw everything in because you messed up for a second. Amen. You know what you do in that? You get strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, ask God to forgive you, and then dust yourself off and sit back and say, Lord, I'm back in enduring again. Hallelujah. I'm back in counting it all joy again. I'm back into praising you again. I'm back in doing your word again. And I thank you, Lord. And you know what's the good thing about God is this? He doesn't move you back when you fuster. You just stop where you're at. And the moment you confess it, he just puts you right back on the place where you were and you take the next step. Hallelujah. See, the devil come in and say, well, you know, you blew it today. You got mad and you fussed and you did this and that. You know, that probably threw you 3 weeks behind. No, it didn't. It threw you a couple of hours behind. While you was fussing. Amen? So what am I going to do? I'm going to act on 1 John 1 9. I'm going to confess my sins. I'm going to ask God to forgive me. And I'm going to thank God that he's going to help me make up those 2 hours I was acting like a doofus. Amen? And get back in there and begin to press myself right in to that place that the Lord said I could have in him. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6. You there? Look here. I want to show you four things real quickly. And we'll read it to you out of the Amplified and we'll make these comments. Listen to what he says here. He says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, we'll start there. He says this, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with him, draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. If you're going to endure and walk through hardship and get to the victory, one of the things you're going to have to do is keep yourself strong in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your relationship strong in the Lord. Don't be separated from Jesus. Don't have a day that you don't spend time with the Lord. Draw your strength through him and let the Lord be the strength that gets you through this thing. Amen? You don't have the strength to do it in yourself, so you have to spend time with him. So he says, be strong in the Lord. Notice it doesn't say be strong in yourself, be strong in your faith, be strong in your confession, be strong in your action. No, he says, be strong in the Lord, because if I'm strong in the Lord, I'll be strong in my faith. I'll be strong in my confession. I'll be strong in my actions. Amen? I'm going to draw my strength from him. Whenever I feel weak, he's my strength. Whenever I feel like I can't go on, he's my strength. Whenever it feels like it's not working, he is my strength. And my relationship with him stays strong through the battle. Because you see, this attack is really to separate you from the Lord and get you out here on your own. A friend of mine used to say this all the time. And he was a country guy. But he'd look at you and somebody would be in a battle and he'd say, you know, it's a lot of wisdom. You need to hear what I'm telling you. It's the lone banana that gets peeled. Think on it. The Lord give you understanding. Hallelujah. What do you mean it's the lone banana? You don't peel the bunch, but if you can separate that banana from the rest of them, that's the one that gets peeled. Amen? And you know what? If the enemy can separate you from the Lord and from his word and from his anointing, you're the one's going to get peeled. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay strong in the Lord. Number two is found in verse 11. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies. Why? That you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. You cannot defeat the devil without God's armor. You got to fight the devil with the armor of God. So that means you got to put on God's armor and fight with his weapons. Notice he says, put on this armor so you can stand against the devil. That implies that you can't stand against these strategies if you don't have his armor. You need God's weapons. You need God's armor. You need God's anointing. You need God's word. You need the name of Jesus. You need the things that God has promised you operating in your life if you're going to endure hardship and get to the victory. Amen? Number three is found here in verse 12. Notice what he says. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood and contending only with physical opponents, but against principalities and powers right down the line. What's he saying here? Don't allow yourself to get caught up in fighting it in the natural realm. Keep it in the spirit realm and fight it in faith. Amen? If you keep the devil in the faith realm, you'll defeat him. If he can get you in the natural realm, he'll defeat you. I'm not going to blame somebody else. I'm not going to look at somebody else. I'm not going to say, why is this or why is that? I'm going to stay in faith, and I'm going to fight this in the spirit realm, not the natural. Remember when Goliath came out against David and he began to say, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to do all these things to him. You know what David did? The Goliath is fighting everybody in the natural. You know what David does? He says, you come out against me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I'm coming out against you in the name of the Lord of hosts in whom you have defied. David took it straight out of the natural and put it right back in the spirit. 2 Kings 6, Elisha is praying, and he's telling the Israelites everywhere the Syrians are trying to attack him. So finally somebody says, there's a prophet over here that tells everybody what you're doing. So he says, find him and we'll go get him. That's dumb, isn't it? You know, this guy is telling everybody what you're doing, and you're going to try to sneak up on him. Okay. And so they say he's over here. So he gets all of his armies, and they come out, and the hills are filled with his armies, and he sends his servant out, and servant can run, oh, my God! What are we going to do? They're all over the place. And Elisha says, there's more of us than there are them. He goes, what? And Elisha just says, God, open his eyes and let him see what you're doing. You know what Elisha did? He refused to get brought back into a natural fight. He was going to fight that in the spirit. Because when we bring the enemy over into the spirit realm, the faith realm, we win. Amen? So stay spiritual. Stay in the spirit. Stay in faith. And don't get caught up in the natural. And finally, the fourth thing is found here in verses 13 and 14. And he says this down here. And he says in the latter part of verse 13, and having done all the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place, stand therefore and hold your ground. What's he saying? He's saying, do your part. Do your part. Rise up to the level the crisis demands and do your part. Pray. Study the Word. Stay strong in the Lord. Do your part. Take your stand. Put your faith in God. Trust God. Hold fast your confession. Count it all joy. Do the things God has told you to do. Amen? And when you do so, guess what? You're going to endure the hardship and you're going to put yourself in a place where God's blessing can begin to operate in your life. Amen? What's the ultimate of this? Is getting from what we're believing God for through the struggle till we get what God said we can have. Amen? And refusing to let the enemy discourage us while we're getting there.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and believe in God, you're having a great time. The Word of God is working in your life. Thank you for being my partner, and thank you for joining in with me to help me to keep preaching this gospel across the tri-state nation and world. You know, I want to take a moment here and just invite you out to something that's very special to me. We're going to be having our Winter Bible Seminar at New Life Church on March the 1st through Wednesday, March the 4th. Every evening, Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m., I want to be ministering. This is our annual Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to be here at New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia. This year's theme is to be revived. I believe it's time that we begin to revive, renew, and restore things in our lives. You know, the word revive in the dictionary means to make active or flourishing again. It also means to bring back into use. There are things that we have let slip. There are things that have maybe drifted away from us. But praise God, we can revive those, renew those through the power of the Word, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So make plans now to be with me at our Winter Bible Seminar at New Life Church on Sunday evening, March the 1st, through Wednesday evening, March the 4th, at 7 p.m. each night. Once again, it's Winter Bible Seminar. Come and get revived. It's at New Life Church, 1101. Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia. I look forward to being with you, and come expecting to receive a renewal in your heart. God's going to move greatly.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.